and we'll catch up on the second half action. Let's return to Ken Owen with basketball coverage.
All right, welcome back, Haynes. Glad you're joining us here. Ken Owen coming to you live from Craig, Alaska here. Give you a quick rundown here of scoring after the first half, 29-19. Glacier Bears down by 10. Scoring, Wing has two, Franks has two, Fowler has two, Sundberg has two, Swinton's got nine, and Morgan has two. Fouls, now I got the fouls straightened out at halftime, so seven team fouls altogether for the Glacier Bears. Fowler's got two, Sundberg has two, Swinton has two, and Morgan has one. Over on the Panthers' side of the house, Bird has one, Trojan has two, Owen has one, Scheidecker has one, Isaacs have one, so a total of 16 fouls. So pretty evened up on the foul calling, so in a pretty clean game, I must say, on both teams' part thus far from what I'm seeing from up here. Might get a different story from down there on the court. Things are always a little different, but teams are taking the court here for second half action, third period getting underway, 8 minutes on the clock with a tale of two periods. The Panthers really coming on strong in that second period, winning 15-7 points. Of course, the first period about even as Glacier Bears inbounds this ball. Go to Fowler. Fowler's going to lay one up and in to break the ice for the Glacier Bears with a quick 2 points. 29-21. Here come the Panthers. Bird's going to drive upside, inside. Shot's no good, but the big man Isaacs is there to put it back up and in for two for the Panthers. 31-21. And here come your Glacier Bears. Swinton doing the honors. Top of the key, drives the free throw line, then goes right side inside in the face of Isaacs and lays it up and in for two for his first 2 points of the third period. Owen to Burnham. Isaacs from the free throw line. Shot rolls in and gets the foul call. Lincoln Isaacs, the big man. This foul's going to be on the Glacier Bears. Number, looking for the number for you, 21. That's Frank's first foul, first team foul of the half. Sends Lincoln Isaacs to the line to try to make it N1, and he does make some pay. Three-point play for the big man. Inbounds pass, not taken away by Owen. Owen tries a tricky reverse layup, doesn't go, gets knocked out of bounds by the Glacier Bears, and the Panthers will inbound this ball underneath their basket. Burnham will do the honors. Burnham goes way up top to Trojan. Trojan back across the half-court line, goes to Bird. Bird from the left side, dishes to Isaacs. Isaacs goes too strong, but his putback isn't. It's up and in for two. Lincoln Isaacs with a hot hand for the Panthers. 36-23, 6:58 in the third period. Swinton cross half court. Somebody's on the Glacier Bears getting called away from the ball. That foul's on number 22, Fowler. That's going to be his third. And it'll be Panther ball across court over on the far sideline as the Panthers going my left to right. Glacier Bears right to left this half. Switching direction. Trojan comes near side. Gets help from Owen around the backside. He loses a handle on the ball. It rolls out of bounds off of Owen. And a break for the Glacier Bears. Pressure in the backcourt. Inbounds to Swinton. Swinton across half court. Sees daylight. Goes right side. Lays it up and in for two. And that basket's good. Makes it 36-25 with 6:38 remaining in the third period. Coach Fossman calls a timeout for the Glacier Bears here as he resets the defense after that quick bucket and a score for Swinton. And Glacier Bears come out with two quick fouls in the third period here. None for the Panthers yet this period. 6:38 on the clock with the score 36-25. Panthers up by 11. And it'll be Panther ball as the Glacier Bear man-to-man defense sets up in the backcourt. As Trojan comes across half court, meets Franks. Wing on the floor now on Bird. Bird goes right side. Ball gets slapped away. Loose ball on the floor. Isaacs comes up with it. He makes a move to the basket. Shot's no good. Rebound Sundberg out to Swinton. Swinton across half court. Almost gets the ball taken away from behind. Over to wing, all alone, fires a three. It's no good off the back of the rim. Panthers and Bird rebounds. Passes out to Trojan. Trojan's going to drive. Nice move by Trojan inside. Lays it up and in for two. And a nice take by Trojan, 38-25. Sundberg all alone to Fowler down low. I'm sorry, that's Franks. Franks goes inside to Swinton, or Morgan. Morgan lays it up and in for two. Makes it 38-27 with 5:43 on the clock. That shot no good by Burnham. Rebound by Wing. Glacier Bears cross half court. Dishes it over to Franks. Franks goes to Swinton. Swinton on the far side comes back up top. Steps in and out. Backs up. Back to Franks. Franks looks for Wing. Wing just inside the half court now goes to the right side down low to Morgan. Morgan cross court pass to Swinton behind the three line. Then he goes to Franks. Franks back up top. Swinton's going to fire the three, and he nails it. Swinton with the first three of the ball game and makes it 38-30 with 5 minutes remaining in the third period. Trojan to Owen. Owen over to Bird. Bird back to Trojan. Trojan goes down low, lays it up, and bounces out. Too strong, no good. Sundberg on the rebound to Swinton. Swinton all the way down court. This layup is good. Makes it a six-point ball game, 38-32 Panthers. Trojan to Bird. Bird back up top to Trojan. Goes left side and is going to get held as he goes around. That foul called on number 21, Franks. His second and the third team foul for the Glacier Bears this half with 4:32 remaining in the third period. 38-32 the score. The Panthers up by six as the Glacier Bears whittle away at that lead. And Owen across half court guarded by Turner. Turner guards Owen. Owen lays one up and in for two. Nice take to the hoop by Owen. Makes it 40-32. Swinton, long ball pass down to Turner. Turner shots, deflected by Isaac. Isaac to Burnham. They got numbers. Trojan lays it up, and no good, but the tap put back by the big man. And a nice move by the Panthers. Gets the bucket, 42-32. 10-point game again with 4:02. Swinton driving the lane from the right side. Isaacs from behind slaps that ball out of bounds. As the only thing he could do is Swinton's speed. Able to get him around him, but Isaac's able to deny the ball, the basket, by knocking it out of bounds from behind. Glacier Bear inbounds. Nice pass to Wing on the near side. Makes the move. Takes it out to Swinton. Back up top to Franks. Franks at the top of the key. Over to Wing. Wing gets the ball tapped away by Owen. Sundberg's going to chase it down. Saves it. And comes back across court to Wing. Wing has daylight. He's going to the hoop. And the layup is no good. But the rebound is for the Bears. Sundberg underneath gets tied up, tries to dish it out, but the Panthers there to take it away. Owen to Scheidecker. Scheidecker goes to the hoop strong. Basket's no good, and then a charge called as Scheidecker takes Swinton to the floor. And it'll be Glacier Bear ball with 3:27 remaining in the third period. 42-32. Panthers up by 10. Swinton across half court. Gets a screen by Fowler. And then Swinton pulls up. Shot's no good. Rebound. Burnham for the Panthers. Kicks it out to Owen. Owen across half court. Bounce pass to Isaacs. Goes inside. Back up top to Owen. Over to Trojan. Trojan thinks about the three. Pulls up from the top of the key. Fires and nails it. Nice three-point play by Trojan. Makes it 45-32. And the Panthers extend that lead to 13 with 2:47 remaining in the third period. Glacier Bears with the ball. Swinton to Wing on the near side. Goes low to Fowler. Fowler fires a 10-foot jumper. I think Isaac's got a piece of it. Gets the rebound. Dishes to Trojan. Pulls up for a 5-foot jump shot. Too strong. Knocked out of bounds off of Scheidecker and the Panthers. And it'll be Glacier Bear ball. With pressure on in the backcourt, Sundberg inbounds to Swinton. Swinton met by Trojan as he walks it across half court, comes near side, then goes pulls up, thinks about a three, goes to Franks. Franks drives the lane from the left side. The shot's no good. The rebound is by Fowler. Fowler and the putback's no good. Sundberg comes up with this, kicks it out to Wing. Wing's going to go for the layup. Shot's no good, but the foul is going to be on Panthers. Number 32, Eric Scheidecker. That'll be his second and the first, rather the second team foul for the Panthers. Going to send Wing to the line to shoot two. His second trip, he's 0 for 2 at the line here this evening. His first shot is no good. He'll get a second attempt, 0 for 3 now. See if he can make this one to try to whittle away at that 13-point lead by the Panthers here with 2:05 remaining in the third period. Wing's shot is good. Makes them pay for that one. So 45-33 the score. Panthers up. Owen to Trojan. Trojan goes far side, guarded by Frank. Trojan to Owen, makes a move on the baseline. And foul's going to be on Glacier Bear, number 22, Fowler. And that's going to give Fowler... No, I'm sorry. They're calling that... No. 22, that is. That's Fowler's fourth foul, so he's going to take a seat. Owen is going to inbound this ball from underneath their basket. Ball gets tipped. Trevor Dahlstrom comes up with the rebound, lays it up and in for two. Dahlstrom, his second bucket of the night, makes a 47-33 as Twinton comes across half court. Daylight goes, drives the lane, and that's his signature play, a layup from the right side. He does it again for the fifth or sixth time here, 47-35. Owen fires a three ball and nails it. His first three-pointer of the game makes it 50-35 with a minute 21 remaining in the third period. Swinton across half court, goes to the far side, then comes inside, looks for help. Ball gets tipped away by Trojan. He grabs it back, goes to Sundberg. Sundberg dishes to Wing. Wing gets tied up on the corner, goes back up top to foul Franks. Franks going to drive the lane. The layup is no good, but the foul again is going to be called on the Panthers. And this foul is going to be on number 23, Dahlstrom. That'll be his first. And it looks like the team's third. It'll send Franks to the line to shoot two for the first time this evening, and his first shot rolls around and finally drops good. He'll get a second attempt here to whittle away at that Panther lead, now up to 14. And second shot's golden, two for two at the line for Franks, makes it 50-37, 1-1 in the third period as Bird comes across half court to Owen, to Trojan, back up top, reverses direction, comes near side, guarded by Franks. Bird over to Owen, far side, guarded by Wing. Owen goes inside to Bird, and Dahlstrom from the three fires and nails it. Long ball, Dahlstrom makes it 53-37 with 37 seconds in the third period. Swinton, he's got daylight, drives the lane, shots from the left side, no good, rebound, pass gets blocked out of bounds, and it's going to go off of the Panthers. Nice defensive play by the Bears to keep that ball on their side of the court. Good hustle-up play by Sundberg. Sundberg's going to inbound this underneath their basket up top to Morgan. Morgan gives it to Swinton. Swinton looks for a screen, comes right side, then Swinton drives the lane. The shot from the right side doesn't fall this time. Bird comes up with this for the Panthers and loses the handle. Nice defense by Franks, picks up that, takes it the other way now, and a carry called as he tried to reverse direction, so that'll turn the ball over to the Panthers, and Trojan picks up this inbound, comes right side, loses a handle, fires a three, shot's no good as time expires on the third period, 53-37, the score, Panthers up now. I'll give you a tally. So, points scored by the Glacier Bears that third period. Wing got one. Frank's got two. Fowler got two. Swinton, the hot hand for the Glacier Bears in the third period. 11, and Morgan with two to give the Glacier Bears 37 at the end of the third period. Over on the Panthers' side, 5 for Trojan, 5 for Owen, 5 for Dahlstrom, and 9 for Isaac, the big man. Four points scored for the Panthers. That period makes it 53-37 at the beginning of the fourth period. Three fouls for the Panthers, four fouls for the Glacier Bears. It'll be Panther ball inbounds from the far side at half court. Trojan comes near side down to Burnham down low. He works the baseline from the right side. He's going to step out of bounds and a closely guarded by Morgan, kind of forces him out of bounds. Nowhere to go. Good play by the Glacier Bears, and they'll come up with the ball here as Swinton will come across half court. Keeps his dribble. Looks for some daylight. Goes right side. Then tries to get around Isaacs, and Isaacs is going to hack him. I don't know if it's a shooting foul yet. It's going to be Isaacs, his second, and the team's fourth. And it is a shooting foul since Swinton to the line to shoot two. Swinton 3 for 4 so far, and he makes it 4 for 5. With that good basket, he'll get a second shot now. Swinton at the line to shoot his second shot, and that is up and in. So 2 for 2 at the line that time. Makes it 53-39, Bears down. And a blocking foul going to be called on Sundberg as Trojan coming up the line. That's going to be Sundberg's third, team's fifth. And it'll be Panther ball from the far side. Burnham will inbounds for the Panthers. Burnham goes to Trojan in the backcourt, cross half court, guarded by Sundberg. Over to Bird. Bird on the near side. Dishes to Isaacs underneath, and Isaacs says, I know what to do with that, lays it up and in. 55-39, inbounds by the Glacier Bears. Swinton hustles up the court so quick. Panthers having a hard time guarding them. They get a handle on that pass. Bird takes it away, goes up strong. High layup by Bird because Swinton was right there, and he goes up and over with the layup for two, 57-39. As the Glacier Bears hurry up, Swinton takes it to the hoop himself. Shot's no good. Isaac's on the rebound. Way up court pass to Scheidecker. Keeps it inbounds to Burnham underneath the basket. Layup, no good. Rebound is going to be Sundberg and the Glacier Bears. Sundberg dishes it to Swinton just across half court. And a timeout called by Coach Fossman to give these Glacier Bears and Panthers a breather here. And regroup with 6:38 remaining in the ball game, 57-39 our score. Want to remind you that we'll be coming to you live again tomorrow evening. JV games are at 5:30, so we expect the varsity game to start 6:30 to 7, maybe 6:45-ish. Plan on joining us on KHNS then. We'll be bringing it to you live. You can also watch online as this is game is being streamed on Ustream. There is a Facebook link to the Craig Panthers men's basketball. You can go to that page and click on the link, or you can go search on Ustream so you can watch live video and listen to live radio on KHNS here. You get the best of both worlds. We'll be bringing it to you live tomorrow evening too. And both teams taking the court here with 6:38 remaining in the ballgame. 57-39 our score. It'll be Glacier Bear ball right under the bench here. And wing goes down low to Fowler. Fowler's layup is no good off the glass. And a hacking call is going to be called on number 30, Sundberg, which is going to be his fourth. And it'll be Panther ball. That's the sixth team foul for the Glacier Bears here in the half. As Burnham will inbound this, goes to Scheidecker. Scheidecker gives it back to Burnham. Burnham goes cross-court to Bird. Bird goes inside, drives the paint, and lays it up and in for two. Bird on the bucket, 59-39 the score, as Haynes comes across half-court. Wing over to Badger back on the floor. Goes inside, intended for Fowler. Isaacs kicks the ball back out, and Morgan fires a 10-footer. No good. Rebound, Panthers. Over to Bird. Bird's hustling it up the court. Dishes to Trojan. Trojan's going to fire from the corner. No good off the front of the rim. Scheidecker on the rebound putback, but that pass gets taken away by Morgan. And then Isaacs, trying to take the ball away, is going to hack Morgan. And that's going to be Isaac's third foul, team's fifth. And that'll turn the ball over to the Glacier Bears with 5:51 remaining in the ball game. Sundberg inbounds the wing. Wing will bring it across half court for the Bears. Goes far side to Badger. Badger back up to Sundberg at the top of the key. Puts the ball on the floor. Bounce pass into Fowler. Gets tipped away, but Badger pulls it up. Almost taken away by Bird. Sundberg drives inside and is going to get called for the travel with the ball. As he couldn't make up, he was going inside in the face of the big man Isaacs, and he had second thoughts about that and turns the ball over. And it'll be Panther ball. 5:28 remaining in the ballgame. Trojan across half court. Guarded by Franks. Tries to go inside, then backs up at the top of the key. Bird comes over to help out. Bird drives inside the paint, and ball gets laid up behind the backcourt, out of bounds, and it'll be Glacier Bear ball. So see what they can do with that turnover. And Franks inbounds to Swinton. Swinton across half court. Double team, loses a handle on it. Dives across half court, saves it. Franks there, dishes it off. Franks goes to the hoop. Shot gets tipped away by the big man Isaac and turns it over to the Panthers. Bird across half court over to Trojan. Trojan goes inside to Isaacs. Isaacs with a turnaround jump shot. No good. Scheidecker on the putback. It's taken away by Swinton. Pulls it away. And a foul is going to be called on Scheidecker, number 32. That was a great play by Swinton, who basically created that foul. That's going to be Scheidecker's third personal foul, the team's sixth. And the ball will go over to the Glacier Bears. Swinton across half court. Dish pass to Fowler. Fowler underneath the basket. Reverse layup is up and in, 4-2. Nice shot by Fowler underneath the hoop to make it 59-41. Glacier Bears down with 4:26 remaining in the ballgame. Trojan across half court. Comes near side to Bird. Bird puts the ball on the floor. Loses a handle on it. And I thought maybe they called a foul. I didn't see a number, though. They just turned the ball over to the Glacier Bears. I didn't see the looking for a foul. They called it on number 32, Scheidecker, his fourth. So he's going to take a seat. That's the team's seventh. They're in the bonus, so they need. I guess they didn't add that. Anyway, it's Glacier Bear ball. Swinton with the ball to Franks. Franks over to Fowler. Fowler makes the move, goes inside. Shot short. No good. Rebound. Loose ball. Tied up by Dahlstrom and the Panthers. Kicks it to Trojan. Trojan across half court. And he gets called for carrying the ball and turns the ball over to the Glacier Bears. Nice break for the Bears here with 3:52 remaining in the ballgame. 59-41 the score. Panthers up here. And Swinton across half court sees daylight. Kicks it out to Franks. Fires a long ball three. It is no good, but the rebound is off of the big man Isaacs. Couldn't get a handle on it. Just too slippery for him, and it bounces out of bounds. It'll be Glacier Bear ball. They get to keep it. So Fowler inbounds to Swinton on the near side. Makes a move back inside to this is number 31, Klinger. I haven't seen him yet. Klinger on the floor for the Bears. Up to shot's no good. Owen on the rebound. Nice pump fake by Owen, and then he goes up strong in the face of Swinton and draws the foul. That foul's going to be on number 40, his third. And that's the team's seventh. And that'll send Owen to the line to shoot two, his first trip to the free throw line this ball game. And need to get a towel on the floor to wipe up after Swinton's crash landing. He's okay, though. With 3:27 remaining in the ball game, 59-41 the score. Owen at the line to shoot two for the Panthers. And his first attempt at the free throw line this evening. Her shot is all net. And substitution on the floor for the Panthers. House comes on the floor for the first time. And Duville on the floor for the first time. And Owen at the line for a second shot here. And that shot is up and in for two. Owen Golden at the line tonight here, two for two. As the Bears, Swinton comes across half court, hustles it up court, he drives the lane, and that shot is no good, but a blocking foul called on Duville as Swinton makes him pay. That is going to be Duville's first and the team's seventh, and that'll send Swinton to the line to shoot two. This is his fourth trip to the free throw line, and his shot is good. He'll get a second shot here. ...61-42 the score. Swinton at the line. His second shot, no good. And a lane violation. Nope, a foul called on number 22. And that's Fowler's fifth and final foul of the ball game, as he's going to have to take a seat as Coach Bossman has 30 seconds to figure out who's going to come in. So a good game played by Fowler as he'll take a seat. And end of the game for the Glacier Bears, number 15 for the first time, Green on the floor. And this will send Dahlstrom to the line to shoot a 1-1 as they're in the bonus now. So Dahlstrom's first trip to the free throw line is good. So he'll get rewarded with a second shot here. Second attempt, 62-42. Panthers up by 20 now with 3:22 remaining in the ballgame. Dahlstrom's second shot is no good. And Owen comes in and grabs that ball, then gets tied up from behind number 31. Klinger creates the jump ball. And Green inbounds this ball to Swinton. Swinton goes to Franks. Franks pulls up for an 8-foot jump shot. No good. Rebound, House. And the Panthers, House to Trojan. Trojan's going to come across half court for the Panthers, guarded by Franks. Goes near side to House. Turner in there. Franks steps up. Almost had the clean steal, but it's going to get called for the foul. And that's going to be number 21, Franks, third. And the team's ninth. And Panthers, House will go to the line to shoot a 1-1 here. House's first trip to the free throw line. And House's first shot is good. So he'll get rewarded with a second attempt here. As Kelsey Trojan, the senior, takes a seat for the Panthers. Into the game for the Panthers the first time is Timber Burnham, younger brother of Roy, on the floor this evening. And House's second shot is golden, two for two at the line, 64-42, 3:03. As Swinton hurries across half court, screened by Franks, goes right side low, shot short though. Rebound Dahlstrom, Dahlstrom to Owen. Owen pulls up, dishes to Burnham. Burnham's going to fire a three from the corner, short off the front of the rim. Tristan Duville on the putback, no good. Another putback, Dahlstrom no good, and it bounces out of bounds off of Swinton underneath the basket as another substitution for the Panthers. and a timeout called by Coach Fossman with 2:42 remaining in the ball game. Score 64-42. Panthers up by 22 as Panthers subbing in some players here now. And Coach Isaacs and Coach Fossman both huddled up on the sidelines here, giving these boys a break, well-deserved break. Everybody's working hard on both sides of the court, I can assure you. We want to appreciate all of you at Haynes listening in on KHNS this evening. Mind you that we'll be bringing you live action tomorrow evening as well here as these teams are going to square off again in round two of this home series here from Craig. On the floor, Ammon Bingham for the Panthers, too. And this will be Panther ball inbounds. Burnham to Vickers. Vickers puts the ball on the floor. Turner takes it away, dishes it out to Swinton, all alone out front with an easy right-handed layup for two. Makes it 64-44, and Burnham across half court, greeted by Frank. Burnham, nice screen by House. Burnham's going to lay it up and off the glass. No good. Rebound is number 31, Klinger. Klinger kicks it out to Frank. Frank from the right side drives the paint. Shot is up and no good. Rebound gets his own rebound. Looking for some help. Finds Green off of Green. Swinton saves that ball from going out of bounds and resets top of the key. Looks for an outlet. Finds Green. Green from the near side. Dishes it to Turner. Turner back up top. Goes to Swinton in the corner. Fires the three over Burnham. It's in and out. No good. Rebound Duville and the Panthers. Dribbles it up the court, loses the ball. Turner and the Glacier Bears going opposite. Ammon Bingham swipes it away, but Turner brings it back. He's going to go up to the hoop. Layup is no good. Rebound, Duville. Duville pulls it down for the Panthers, kicks it out to Burnham. Burnham slows it down, walks it across half court, reverses the dribble, goes to the left, picks up his dribble. Then it's going to get tied up by Swinton and Turner. And possession will go. Well, we got a timeout called here with a minute 23 remaining to play in the ball game. 64-44, the score. As both benches subbing in players here, and we're going to remind you that we'll be back tomorrow evening. So join us here on KHNS for the second matchup of this series. Lots of basketball for both of these ball teams as they meet again tomorrow night. And then Haynes, of course, going on to Wrangell to play two games there Friday and Saturday night. And the Craig Panthers going over to Metlakatla to play in Met two games on Friday and Saturday night. So lots of basketball happening this weekend, this week. And these two teams will match up again in mid-February when the Panthers come up to Haynes. In February 13-14, I believe. So minute 23 to go here. Panthers will inbound this ball underneath their basket. They get it into Duville. Duville loses a handle on it, gets the ball taken away by Badger. Burnham comes and helps out and keeps possession for the Panthers. Lines up, fires a three ball, almost drops it out into the hands of Frank, or Klinger, and a foul called on the Panthers. That foul is going to be on number 20. I think that Burnham, his first and the team's eighth. So we'll walk the distance here, and Klinger is going to go to the line to shoot a 1-1, his first trip to the free throw line this ball game. See what he can do with it. At the line shooting, Klinger, and his first shot is no good off the back of the iron. Vickers chases it down for the Panthers. He'll do the honors, come across half court, dishes it to House. House makes a move, gets inside the paint, fires a five-footer. It's no good. Off the glass, loose ball, rebound. House is going to take it back to the hoop. Missed the shot again, get his own rebound. A third try, still no good. Klinger pulls this down for the Bears. That ball gets lost in the madness, and House is going to go to the hoop strong, and this shot is good. That is perseverance by Mr. House with 36 seconds remaining in the ball game. Glacier Bears, number 10 Badger to Turner. Turner drives inside the paint into traffic. No good, but a foul called as he's shooting. And that foul's going to be called on number one, House, his first. Team's ninth sends Turner to the line to shoot two. His first trip to the free throw line, he misses his first shot. He'll get a second attempt here. 66-44 the score with Turner at the line. His second shot is good. One for two at the line, makes it 66-45 with 27 seconds remaining in the ball game. Burnham gets the ball tapped away by Wing. Wing takes this one away. House from behind. It's a scramble on the floor. House kicks it out to Bingham. Bingham, Wing is just taking balls away from everybody here. And Wing back on Burnham now. Burnham tries to dribble baseline, lays it up and over, and Turner fire jumps out of the air but gets that ball taken away from behind by Burnham and loses a handle quickly out of bounds. And it'll be Glacier Bear ball. From the near side, Green will do the honors for the Bears. Inbounds to Wing. Wing fires a long ball as time expires on the ball game. Final score, Craig Panthers 66 and Glacier Bears 45. Stick with me here for a minute and I'll give you a post-game wrap-up here. And give you a point totals here for Wing. Three for Wing. Franks had four. Fowler, six. Turner, one. Sundberg, two. Morgan, four. And, of course, the big score, Swinton. Twenty-five for Swinton. Total of 45 points all told. On the Panther side, House had four, Bird had eight, Bingham had two, 12 for Trojan, 13 for Owen, two for Burnham, eight for Dahlstrom, two for Scheidecker, 15 for Isaac. So I want to thank you all for listening in here on KHNS this evening. We'll be back tomorrow evening about 6:45 to bring you varsity boys action tomorrow night here on KHNS. We will turn it back over to KHNS and Haynes. Have a good evening.
And thanks so much for that great coverage tonight on KHNS with basketball, and we look forward again to tomorrow night. We'll be with you as